pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here.
Mrs. Lucky here. Mrs. Roberts.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 2024. That having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, the Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education of the Youngsburg City School District does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 22nd day of May, 2024.
Yes, sir. Recommended action.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Sessan?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the budget public hearing minutes and the regular meeting minutes of the meeting held on May 8th, 2024.
I do have a few this evening. This is to Mr. Tesmer, the administration, and the Board of Education. I'm writing to inform you of an overwhelming act of kindness, sportsmanship demonstrated by your varsity softball coach and players. One of my players forgot to bring her spikes to the game on Tuesday. This may not sound like too much of a problem for most teams, but we only had 9 players for the game. This meant that we would have to play with 8 players until my assistant coach's wife got there because she was going to be buying her spikes to wear. During the pregame conference, your coach informed that he was sure that one of his players could probably find an extra pair of spikes and that they could borrow them for the game. Without hesitation, your coach and players found an extra set of spikes so that my player could participate. I cannot express enough of my gratitude for these awesome individuals that chose kindness and sharing over the game. Thank you to the parents for raising such kind and thoughtful young ladies, and for the staff for encouraging and reinforcing kindness, and finally for the softball program for instilling the values that showcase such a wonderful group of individuals. I'm sure they will go far. Sincerely, Chad Phippen, Salmon River Central School Varsity Softball Coach. I also have a card that Mr. Johnson received from a Thomas Robarge, Lieutenant Thomas Robarge, a disabled American veteran, and thankful for our walking program because the winters at Ogdensburg are extremely long. And thank you for the opportunity to walk the halls of OFA and for what the adult walk group gives our all. We thank you, Lieutenant Thomas Robarge. So Mr. Johnson sent a letter from the Board of Education to Mr. Robarge. On behalf of the Board of Education, I would like to extend our most sincere gratitude for your heartfelt letter expressing your appreciation for being able to utilize our school building for adult walking. We are truly humbled by your kind words and are honored to have been able to provide you with this opportunity. We are deeply grateful for your service to our country and the sacrifices you have made for our freedom. Your selflessness and bravery are an inspiration to us all, and we are proud to have been able to show our appreciation in a small way. We understand the importance of physical activity and the challenges that can come with injuries or disabilities. It is our pleasure to be able to provide a safe and accessible space for you to exercise and maintain your physical health. We hope that our school building has provided you with a sense of community and connection, as well as a way to stay active and healthy. Once again, thank you for your service and allowing us the privilege of serving you. We are honored to have had the opportunity to make a positive impact on your life, and we look forward to continuing our relationship with you. Sincerely, Mr. Ronald Johnson, President of the Board of Education.
Anything else?
Nothing else on
letter. Okay. Are there comments relative to the agenda? Old business? Under old business?
Report one, sorry, yes. Second review and discussion of proposed changes to the 24-25 code of conduct. Again, no action necessary, just review and discussion.
Is there any question or comment? Very good. New business, report number two.
This is the first review of the Augsburg City School District Health Services Policy Manual for 24-25. No action necessary, first review, discussion only.
Comments?
Hi, Grace. And Grace is here if you have any questions or comments. Boy, you snuck in. I didn't even see you.
You didn't see.
Stealth mode. Any questions for Grace?
The whole thing.
Go line by line, right?
Okay. Report number three.
Yeah, setting the date for the district's organizational meeting. They have the recommendation of the superintendent of schools. The date of the annual organizational meeting of the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District shall be and is hereby scheduled for Monday, July 1st, 2024, and be it further resolved that the hour for the same shall be and is hereby set for 6 p.m.
Is there a recommended action? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blackman?
Aye.
Mrs. Stein?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Wolf?
Aye.
Report number four.
This is sports merger for the 24-25 school year with Canton Central School District for girls varsity hockey. That having the approval of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the sports merger request for the Canton Central School District and girls varsity hockey for the 24-25 school year on this 22nd day of May 2024.
Is there a recommended
action? Hey, we're getting more people next year.
Two of
us. Mrs. Roberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Sassani?
Aye.
This is board approval of the contract with Basic Concepts Incorporated. They have the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the contract with Basic Concepts Incorporated. Total price of $18,500 submitted this 22nd day of May 2024.
Is there a recommended
action?
So moved.
Second. Mrs.
Lasani?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McGrath?
Aye.
And I should say that this, what this is they're testing this specially made coating that's going to go over top of the dome. So they've got to test it in some areas to make sure that it all works. So.
Yep. Report number 5A.
This is board approval of the contract with WCT Surveyors. That having the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the contract with WCT Surveyors with a total price of $3,000 submitted this 22nd day of May 2024.
Is there a recommended action? Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Justin?
Aye.
Report number six.
This is first read of the Augsburg City School District policies number 1500, 1511, 1530, 1740, 1741, 1800, 1900 E1, 1925, 1925 E1, and 1925 E2. First review, no action necessary.
Questions or comments?
Oh, so yeah, Brooke is leading up this charge of the revamping the entire policy manual. She wants to make one note as you read through these.
So these come from a platform called Board Docs, and on our copies, or on when we project it up, anything that's in those italics where it says note is actually NISBA's policy folks telling us why this looks different than our other policy or what things we need to include or consider. So when the second read comes, we'll be taking out where it says note. I just thought as board members you'd want to know the explanation. So most of what is in italics, it is just kind of guidance from NISBA for us. So the next time you see it, we'll delete that out.
We have been working on it, and
yeah, I appreciate.
I agree that the notes are very helpful.
Yeah. So I think the first few we put in front of you, we didn't include those, but the more we thought about it, it made sense for you to understand why.
And it's a full committee. It's a committee of 7-8 people that come together to look at these, revamp them, and make suggestions for change modifications. So.
Okay. Business Finance Report number 7.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of superintendent of schools, Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 22nd day of May 2024.
Is there a recommended action?
So
please call the roll.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Stein?
Aye.
Mr. Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye. I'll entertain a motion that items B1 through B7 be done on a consent agenda. Second. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky.
Aye.
Mrs. Roberts.
Aye.
Mrs. Stefani.
Right.
Other business to be brought before the board? Are there concluding comments by the student board member?
No comment.
Thank you for the merger with Canton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Citizens. Whoops, they're all gone.
Yeah.
Okay, board members.
I have one comment. Prom was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think it was great. The only thing that, and I know I... this is just my opinion, my two cents, is when I was in prom, they never called parents. The parents just came out and kind of supported all of the kids at the crowning. And I felt like that was very, I didn't realize that they called, you know, until I read the sheet that tells you everything. So there was like very few people. So clearly, obviously, I came to support everybody. My son was not on the court, but I still did it just because I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a neat thing. But I just felt, I don't know, maybe that could be looked at. I think the element of surprise, like all of the kids were texting the people that I was with, did your parents get a call? Did you get a call? And I'm like, I feel like that kind of takes the surprise out of it. And then, of course, the support of it. I think it's fun to come and be able to see all the people dressed up. I mean, mm-hmm. as a parent, that's what I like. I love looking at the dresses and stuff like that and just seeing the kids out here. And I just thought that maybe that's something that could be looked at. But it was great. They did a great job. I thought the prom looked great.
Yeah, we can look at it. I know that they changed it back to that because we started to get people yelling at us because you made me waste my time out here and my kid wasn't even on the court. So.
Yeah, I can see that side of the coin.
But
too,
we can certainly look at it. I mean, there's been talk about do we change the hours because this place was a ghost town at like 10:30, quarter to 11, it emptied out pretty quick. We used to do the crowning at midnight, and then you know, we used to line them down the hall and put the blue gate up to keep the parents away for a period of time. So we can certainly look at it. I know what the reasoning behind a lot of the change was, mm-hmm. But like anything else, it probably goes with whatever parent, whatever that group of parents feels like they want to do.
Yeah. Well, we didn't even know the court. Like, we, like, voted, like, the day prior, and, like, they didn't, like, send out an email on, like, who, like, won. So, like, none of us, like, knew who was going to get crowned. So, I think that was another thing. Like, a lot of parents just showed up because they were, like, they didn't know who was going to, like, win. Like, the parents that, like, I don't know. Like, my parents showed up, and, like, other people's parents showed up.
Right, and I think that's kind of the cool part, is like no one really knowing is kind of cool, because then it's just, you're supporting the student. But I also think it's for me anyways, the work that goes into prom, the work that, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it's pretty impressive what they do in that course of a few days. So,
yeah.
But again, you're right, you're going to have people on both sides.
Oh my God, yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
No, I mean, we'll look at it.
Security thing too, yeah. You know, things have changed.
Yeah.
But also there's...
Well, we had two police officers there, too.
There was also... there were proms that maybe they were given out two or three tickets and said, okay, and, you know...
Yeah, I remember. I think we did tickets when I was gym.
Did they do that this year at all?
No, I know. They basically called the people at 9:15 to let you know if your child was on the court.
A couple schools did it like that this year. I know two other ones. But, you know, like, I used to like the ticket idea. But before that, I really liked anybody, any family member coming. But that security piece would have to be good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'll bring it up to Mrs. Tuttle.
The team, the teachers
yeah.
that were part of this, just
it wasn't
everything.
Nice. It was a
they
nice
did
event.
A really nice job. So,
always
yeah, I was very impressed. I got to see the process a couple days.
It was hard. There weren't many people at games.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like had to beg for help from like a lot of people. So,
Are we all set?
Was it junior, senior?
Just junior.
Junior prom.
Just senior.
Junior.
Oh. But seniors could go.
Seniors could
seniors go.
Go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we like set it up.
I have one question, and I don't know if I've talked about this before, but when we have a district that we're acquainted with in some capacity or nearby or what have you, and there's a tragedy in that district, is there any way that we can send a card, condolences?
I always reach out to the superintendent and just say, you know, sorry that you're going through what you're going through. Our guidance and counselors are on call should you need them. I always do that. I reached out to Indian River.
I was just thinking something on behalf of the district.
Yep, I always do that. Yep, I always do because people have done it to us. And was there something else that happened, like, other than Indian River? Okay. Okay. And if you hear of anything,
just anytime something like that happens, it just kind of starts.
Yep. We always provide our counseling staff to them should they need it. And we've had a couple instances over the years where a few districts have taken some extra counselors when something has happened.
Yep. And I didn't know because they're kind of, you know, different county and they're not a next door neighbor. So to speak.
Yeah, it's almost like I call it an unwritten rule when superintendents are going through that struggle, we reach out to each other and provide one support, but two staff should they need it.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn into executive session.
Yes. And we'll stay right here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned. We are now in executive.
And we'll call you guys back in and
have a happy birthday, Neil.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's coming back for another meeting. No, you don't have to if you want to go. You
can. I'll go visit the dance.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Will you shut that door for us, too? Please. Thank you. So there's not a lot for I wasn't even going to do one, but if we've got time between now and the 8 o'clock hour. I did look into some stuff with Block O. She's responded to none of she responded to my emails. I sent her three emails in the last 4 weeks requesting information. She keeps telling me she'll get to it. She's just been extremely busy. I still receive nothing. I had Matt Tesmer go through and ask all the coaches how much they've gotten in the last 2 years from the Booster Club. Most have received nothing. Only $3,700 that we can account for the last 2 years that have been received by Block O to our teams. So, in my opinion, that's a problem.
What the hell is it worth it going to?
So, Jesus. Anyway, I'm still working on it. I'm pressing her hard for it. I'll try to get it. Renee asked the question about
the Board of Education of the Ogden Grove School District, after examining and determining the number of votes for each of the candidates in the one election district this 21st day of May 2024, is hereby declared that Ronald N. Johnson, having received a plurality of the votes cast, has been and is legally elected to said board for a term of 5 years. It does declare that having received the next highest plurality of the votes cast, Douglas W. Loeffler has been and is legally elected to said board for a term of 5 years. And be it further resolved that after examining the number of votes cast with respect to the Proposition Number 1, 2024-2025 budget referendum results are 196 yes, 35 no. And be it lastly resolved that the recorded signatures of each of the members of said board present on the official canvas document hereto annexed and made a part of this resolution shall and does hereby serve by state. Is there a record of that? Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mrs. Tiston?
Aye.
Our next Board of Education meeting, if I can find my agenda. is Monday, June 17th, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got to sign the...
Are there write-ins? Is Mike running in?
No, you got write-ins.
People wrote them in. That's what I was going to say, write-ins, okay.